Good Day Podcast. We're glad to come and share with you today. Have some exciting news. This topic is reset your mindset regarding your marriage. You know, it's important to understand that we have the opportunity to have great marriages. And we have some keys we want to share with you that will help you to be successful. According to the Apostle Paul in Romans 12, it says, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." See, strong marriages last because they have an uncommon loyalty and commitment beyond their emotional response to each other.
And because our minds will become transformed, we will be able to reset our marriages. And we'll become, number one, relentless as we continue to pursue each other. And that means date one another and do it on purpose to refresh and reset those romantic feelings that we all crave in our relationships. And the second thing we can do is to ask ourselves a question: when was the last time I pursued my spouse? And what I can do about it whenever, or if I have not, I really want to set some time to make him first or her first. The third thing we want to do is not take our spouse for granted. And we should consider another question: are we considering how we're being perceived by our spouse? And when we talk with our spouse and communicate with them and they let us know what their feelings are, then we move forward in a positive way and transform our mind to receive and be a recipient to what they're asking in love.
And key number four, there is no better place where iron sharpens iron than in a marriage. Nothing breaks and remakes you like the endless love in a real wonderful marital relationship. Rebecca makes me better. She makes me a better person. And if I can be so bold to say, I make her a better woman. There are qualities in her I need and qualities in me that she needs to become that great and have that great oneness in our relationship. But this has been a process. It takes time to make magic and make love happen. It takes time, humility, submission, service, and intention to make what God has for us as we work together in our relationship. I must allow her to make me better, and she does make me better, and we both win. Well, thank you for listening tonight. We want you to be successful in your relationship. I hope some of these keys will help you, and we ask you to connect with us and share us with other friends on Instagram and Facebook. And thank you again for listening.